Oh, thank you and welcome in this service today of celebrating and honoring St. Patrick's Day and for many of us, for many of you, that Irish heritage and an understanding of the trials that so many people went through and we hear stories throughout history of the challenges that humanity has faced. And so I am grateful to have the music. I have very, very small ties to Ireland, a little more to Scotland, whole mixture as many of us do, in our backgrounds and in our families. I had an opportunity to travel twice to Ireland and I'll be going again this year in October. So I'm thrilled to do that once again. But the music always stirs me deeply because it is the sound, it is the vibration of universal law moving through the people. And one of the things I always experienced, you know, is their toes, their feet are always tapping because it's in the blood, it's in the whole beingness. And there's a vibrancy that unites the people together. And so I'm more than grateful to have you here to have shared that song from the heart of your being. And so we'll be exploring some things today. You may notice a couple of pictures in PowerPoint that are from my trip when I was in Ireland. But today's talk is it luck? The Blarney Stone? Or divine principle? Divine principle. So I wanted to talk a little bit. Someone had mentioned to me the history of St. Patrick, and I appreciated that and wanted to take a little bit more of a look into an understanding this amazing holiday that we celebrate. And so many of the holidays become very commercialized, and that's just a part of what we do at the human level. But to have an understanding of the person, Patrick, St. Patrick, who became St. Patrick. So as a young boy, living in Great Britain, from what I could understand it, around the age of 16, he was abducted by Irish pirates. So, you know, we hear about other kinds of pirates. We don't think about, the trafficking in humanity that goes on. He was abducted, taken over to Ireland. He served as a shepherd there for about 6 years. And he had come from a family that was Christian, Catholic, Roman Catholic. His father, his grandfather served in the church. And he himself did not consider himself a Christian. However, during these 6 years of shepherding and being out in the fields, there was time for him to be in contemplation, to pray, to experience a God that he had not had connection to previously. And after 6 years, he had a voice that came to him that said, "Go home, go home." So he walked 200 miles to the coast. And there was able to convince a captain to take him on board the ship, to take him back to his home. Once he reached there, he was still a long ways from home, and a group of the people off the ship, they traveled, as St. Patrick recounted, for 28 days in the wilderness. And they were near starvation through the entire time. And it was at that point that Patrick encouraged everyone to center in themselves, to pray. And they shortly came upon a group of wild boar and were able to kill them and have some food. And they traveled on. So he stayed, I can't remember how many years, he stayed in the British Isle in Great Britain for a while. And then he went and studied and became converted to Christianity and was ordained a priest. And then he heard that voice again, and it said, "Go back to Ireland." And so he traveled back to Ireland and began introducing people into Christianity, though By many accounts, there had been others who had also brought Christianity previously, but he is the one who is recognized the most for having spread Christianity throughout Ireland, and so became Saint Patrick. So when we think about his life and his journey, we think about, man, that was kind of a, that was a tough life, wasn't it? You know? Was it just luck that those wild boar showed up? Was it just luck that he could walk for 200 miles and find a captain of a ship who was willing to take him back to his homeland? So when we think about all the circumstances in our lives, you know, and we go, oh man, it was luck of the draw. It was, what else do we say? Other common luck statements. Serendipity. Anything else? Just, you know, lady luck. Fickle. Luck of the Irish. Yeah. There we go. Exactly. Exactly. And so, as I began to take a look and understanding of at the human level for all of us and what our understanding is of luck versus universal laws, what I begin to realize is from the human perspective, it is easy to let go of our responsibility and place a sense of blame or a sense of gratitude on something outside of ourselves. So I looked up the definition for luck. It says, success or failure apparently brought by chance rather than through one's own actions. Well, and in talking about the Blarney Stone, I was reading about that, and Jolene, dear, you kissed the Blarney Stone, did you not, on your travels to Ireland? I have not done that. So did it, well, you know, darling, you already had the gift of gab, but you know, in a far more, positive manner than it sort of talks about, you know, sort of making up stories and the flattery, which isn't, you know, exactly the truth necessarily. And so it kind of represents that idea along with luck of something outside of ourselves that we're not responsible for. And so I really wanted to take a look for us spiritually in our journey as spiritual human beings, in awareness of how we shift from the idea that things just happen to us from the outside, that we have no control over, that are just by chance, versus an awareness of what we teach about universal laws and the activity of divine principle that moves in and through all things. So many of you started the class this last week from on Prosperity Plus 2. And Mary Morrissey was speaking about universal laws, right? And within this universe that we live in, what are some of the laws that exist? Gravity? Sound, energy, vibration, electricity. See, it doesn't matter whether you're in the room when somebody drops an apple or not. The apple drops, right? Gravity exists. It is a part of. Energy is a part of our system. Sound and vibration is a part of universal law, of divine principle. And what we're invited into an awareness of is that as we begin to operate from a place that recognizes our co-authorship, our co-creative design with the energy of Godness, not of a God person outside or luck or chance or the fickle finger of fate out there. But when we understand that we are the author of our lives through the thoughts that we think, we begin to look at our world differently. In scripture from Deuteronomy 38 through 9, it says, "And you shall again listen to the voice of the Lord and observe all his commandments, which I command you today." Now we can, that was a particularly spiritual, wonderful place that I got to have a few minutes by myself at. And it was definitely a time of listening and understanding. When in the Bible and scripture, when we talk about his commandments, we're not talking about a person, a man out there who is saying, this is what is so. The commandments are an understanding and a recognition, which Jesus was teaching, of divine principles. To follow commandments meant to understand the laws of the universe. That what we energetically put forth is comes back to us in a same resonance. That's like a tuning fork. In music, we understand that. So when we're talking about observe all his commandments, it's gaining an understanding spiritually of the laws of the universe that are scientific, that are spiritual, that are metaphysical. There is no difference, because the laws of the universe flow and move. And it goes on to say, "Then the Lord your God will prosper you abundantly in all the work of your hand." Will prosper you abundantly when you are in that awareness. When you're in the awareness, friends, of this limitless divine flow that is a law of the universe. So what blocks us from that law? What blocks us from the recognition and the flow of that in our lives? What happens when you separate the wires on an electrical current? Electricity goes off, right? Yeah. Now, up until that time, the electricity flows. Electricity is always there. But when you separate the wires so that there's no longer a connection, there's a break, right? That flow stops. So, friends, we're invited into an awareness that what cuts off that divine universal flow, what cuts off the electricity of Godness in it, what cuts off our abundance and our prosperity are the negative thoughts and belief systems that have been inherent in humankind throughout the ages that put us in a position of focusing on something outside of ourselves, chance, somebody affecting us, versus our willingness to take authorship, to take ownership, to step into creating by the thoughts and by what we focus on, creating that congruent flow of electricity that is the limitless universal energy of God. Harold Klemp, who was a spiritual leader of Ekankar, says, "We become a co-worker with God at every step of the spiritual path. This is a universal law. There is great hope here for those who are sincere in finding out who and what they are. The key lies within you." And Wayne Dyer, as most of you know him as an author, says, "Abundance is not something we acquire. It's something we tune into." Friends, true luck is simply divine principle in action. It's a refiguring in our own minds of luck as being something outside of ourselves that just sort of happens to hit us or not hit us. It is actually the abundance that comes in our lives, whether it is in relationships, whether it is in the flow of our finances, whether it is in our emotional feeling state. It is all a part of divine principle in action. Charles Fillmore, in his book Prosperity, says, man does not demonstrate according to the law, but according to his knowledge of the law. See, the law is immutable. How we demonstrate, though, is through our awareness of the law. And that is why we must seek to learn more of it. God is law and God is changeless. If we would bring forth a perfect creation, we must conform to law and unfold in our mind, body, and affairs as a flower unfolds by the principle of innate life, intelligence, and substance. With God's law, if you follow the rules of action, you will demonstrate truth. You will have all that God has prepared for you from the foundation of the world. This is what the Prosperity Plus 2 class is about. It's reminding us that these divine principles are immutable. They are the constant activity of the presence of God in all things. And we have the opportunity at any time when we step outside of our perception of the outer world, of our judgments, of the things that happen to us, and remember that outer manifestation starts from within, from our co-authorship with God. We can begin to shift circumstances. And though there are things that happen in our world, we do not, how did I create that happening to myself? It isn't always about each circumstance, but it is how we adjust to, how we handle the circumstance, how we remember to go to the source of our being, which is that living presence of God in the energy of all that is, and draw that forth to support us in and through all circumstances. Lori Cloud, who is a spiritual author, she says, prosperity is a gift already given to you from the universe. It swirls around you like an eddy in a river. It is abundant and available for the asking. So the logical question would be, why isn't everyone prosperous? The answer is simple. The majority of us view prosperity as elusive, intangible, and unattainable. And Jennifer O'Neill goes on to say, the universe and spirit do not understand limitations. People invented limitations. So friends, if we're going to begin exploring lives that are filled with an abundance of good relationships, an abundance of prosperous events in our lives, to explore this as we will be doing over the next few weeks, an understanding of the activity of prosperity. It is recognizing that it is not happenstance. It is not luck that is outside of us. It is the activity of spirit in us. And when we set aside the negative thinking that believes we cannot have, or there is not enough, or we're not good enough, when we begin to break down those barriers, those things that cut into the flow of the electrical energy, the divine principle of all that is, a flow begins to move more effectively, more creatively, and more dynamically. It is not that that flow ever stops. It's that we are the ones who, through our belief in limitation, stop it from the activity of manifestation in our lives. From Matthew 7 through 8, prayer in the golden rule, it says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Friends, this doesn't say wait for Lady Luck to land upon your shoulder. It says step forward and ask, participate. And from Psalm 1, 2 through 3, it says, but his delight is in the instruction of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. In other words, as we remember, as we focus our thoughts, not on lack or on difficulties or problems, but as we meditate on Godness, as we meditate on the limitless substance of universal principle ever present, we begin to shift and change. He is like, as he meditates, he is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its seasons and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. In all that he does, he prospers. So we can appreciate celebrating St. Patrick's Day and this wonderful music, the heartfelt music, the things that move us and the things that touch us. Recognizing the life of someone that was not about luck. I mean, people could look at St. Patrick's life and say, oh my gosh, he was abducted at age 16. What a horrible life. And yet through that process, he moved into a place where he began to meditate and shift and change. It was a part of his own design and his own path that led him into a closer relationship to the Godness of all creation. It led him then back to his home, to an expansive awareness, and back to Ireland to change the lives of a country of thousands of people. So friends, this is what we can be about as we shift our ideas from the idea of luck to the idea of taking self-responsibility. So there was a gentleman who was down on his luck and he was financially having some problems and he was despairing. And he said, okay, God, I'm going to turn to you. He said, I pray to win the lottery. I pray to win the lottery. And so I waited and lottery went by and he didn't win. And he said, God, I'm sincere. I'm praying to win the lottery. The lottery went by and he didn't win. Third time it happened, the lottery went by and he didn't win. And he said, God, my gosh, where are you? What's going on? And all of a sudden he heard God's voice say, please go buy a lottery ticket. So friends, as we embrace what is ours to do in this process of creating our lives, not allowing it to be chance or luck, but understanding our thoughts are the flow of energy that connects us to universal prosperity and goodness. Let us step forward in that awareness. Stuart Wilde said, now think about the universal law. It reflects to you exactly and precisely what you put out. If your thought form says, I haven't got a clue about what I want, any of you been there? Yeah. I haven't got a clue about what I want. The universal law is going to say, listen, mate, if you haven't got a clue, neither have I. Yeah. So begin focusing on that, which is your divine impulse, which is your divine design, which is the greatness of who you are, which is your connection to universal principle, divine principle, universal law. And begin to let it flow out into your lives. So from Joe Vitale, he's a spiritual author and a public speaker, he says, you want to become aware of your thoughts. You want to choose your thoughts carefully, and you want to have fun with this because you are the masterpiece of your own life. So let us enjoy life, friends, and let us enjoy some more wonderful, wonderful Irish music. Thank you, John. Thank you, Melanie. Thank you for having our wonderful guests as part of Kennedy's Kitchen Music. And I caught just the last little bit of you at Fiddler's Hearth on Friday. It was wonderful. And so we invite you to to do your magic, your creative magic. And we'll also invite Terry to come forward and our ushers to come forward. So we will do, while they're getting